This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, our Odyssey betting insider and host of BetMGM tonight, Ryan Horvat. Ryan, great to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on with us this afternoon.
Mike, I always love coming out with you guys, especially when we got so much action going on right now. Obviously, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs, which have been excellent, but you know I'm always thinking football all 12 months, all 365.
Hey, you're like me. I'll get you on that part. Ryan, before I ask you about how you feel the Saints did free agency and draft-wise, has there been any movement line-wise? Because I think it's sort of a clear cut in the NFC. The Eagles are who they are. And I think there's a couple of quarters being slung maybe at the Rams because of how you saw the Rams match up against the Eagles and come playoff time. I don't know what happens in the NFC North because they may beat each other up. And four teams now legit that are really good there. In the AFC, you know, as that threesome at the tippy top with Buffalo, with Kansas City, with the Ravens. Has there been any movement with any of those teams or a team I didn't bring up that could make a run at this for 2025?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, man, because there's a couple different teams. So in the NFC North, I don't know that they could win the division year one, but I really like the Bears. I loved their draft. This year was all about, obviously, you know, making Caleb feel welcomed and getting him weapons to properly protect him and evaluate him. So they fix up the offensive line. They, you know, draft Colston Loveland. They'll figure out the run game. I think Caleb's going to be throwing the ball a lot. But, you know, you look at Jared Goff before Ben Johnson took over. He had a 48 QBR, and Sean McVay benched him for John Wolford at one point going into the playoffs. And I think Caleb Williams has all the tools. He just has to stop taking so many sacks. I don't think he's going to with Ben Johnson. And then I hear a lot of people that are worried about the defense. The defense, I think, is going to be fine. I think there was a lot of quit in the defense when Eberflus got fired. But I love all the coaching hires. So I like Chicago. I actually worry a little bit about Detroit because they have to replace both coordinators. And I just worry, like, last year felt like the year. 15 wins. Home field advantage, and you get a rookie quarterback, you know, in a rebuilding team that a lot of people thought, you know, just got lucky playing a weaker schedule, and you get beat. So I worry a little bit about Detroit. I like Chicago, and of course, you know, I always like Green Bay. But the team I like, and I've kind of fallen in love with this offseason, and there's a lot of what-ifs. They're plus 150 right now to make the playoffs. And here's where there's been a little bit of line movement. I think they were plus 200 just a couple months ago, and then they went crazy in the offseason. So Jonathan Gannon got hired in Arizona to fix up the defense. The problem was they didn't have a whole lot of talent. But I've always really liked his concepts, man. And finally, you know, they went all in. So I love the draft. And I know you know about Walter Nolan, but that's what they needed help with, man. Their defense was 27th in EPA allowed per rush. So they got to fix up the run defense. I thought Will Johnson was a steal round two at pick 47. I think he might be the best corner in this draft. I know people are worried about the injury. I think that's more of a long-term worry. I think he's going to be fine this season. Jordan Birch, Cody Simon, Denzel Burke. And then in free agency, they signed Josh Sweat, Davis Gaither, Baron Browning. They signed Zay Jones, for a nice little one-year deal. And I'm not worried about the offense. As long as Kyler stays healthy and they protect him, I think Arizona might be a playoff team. And if they're not, Jonathan Gannon might be gone. And I wonder what happens to Kyler Murray. Because, 2021 is the last time they made the playoffs. And they started off really hot. They were 7-0. They lost to Green Bay on Thursday Night Football. Kyler got hurt, and then they really got tripped up down the stretch. Remember, they lost to the Rams, and really the only reason they even got into the playoffs was, Mike, that was the first year they expanded the super wild card or whatever we were calling it. It was a Monday night on ESPN. They lost to the Rams, but I do like the Cardinals this year. Hopefully they don't make me look dumb, saying this, because, Kyler's been a roller coaster his entire career so far.
Man, he was a roller coaster last year. He really played well early and then late. Man, he faltered down the stretch. Your thoughts on the Saints, and I'll ask you about the draft first. And the second question would be, have they done enough to get themselves in contention with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Four-time NFC South champ. Listen, I'll be honest, Ryan. I didn't think I'd live long enough to say that. But, man, I give the Bucs a lot of credit. They've drafted well. They evaluate talent really well. They got a little bit lucky with Baker Mayfield, but they made it work. And they're so well coached.
Yeah, I know. And that's what, that division, man, Tampa, I really like what they did, but it's almost like they're kind of reloading for the future, too. I like Ibuka a lot, but you already have Chris Godwin. Maybe that means he's out next year. Baker Mayfield, all of a sudden, is a top five quarterback. And, the defense, like you said, I mean, they don't have the most talent, but, man, they're tough. So I don't know if the Saints could compete this year. I think the team that has a shot at knocking out Tampa Bay from the top spot and win the division would be Atlanta. But, everybody says that every year, but I do like Michael Penix. And I went back and watched every single game last year. And the issue was Kirk Cousins couldn't take snaps, remember, early on under center because he was just kind of shot. And so when they ran the ball with Bijan or Algier, everything was always out of the pistol. If they were going to throw the ball, everything was out of standard shotgun. So the play calling was so predictable. Now you have Penix, who I think people also forget, Mike, how good of an athlete he was. The problem is he got hurt so many times in Indiana behind a bad offensive line trying to make plays that he didn't leave the pocket a whole lot at Washington. I think he's going to, though. So I think Atlanta, and I like their draft. I know they got a little aggressive, but they had to fix up that pass rush. And they didn't do it last year because they got their quarterback. So I think Atlanta finishes first. I'd go Tampa as a wild card team. And I think the Saints might surprise people. The win total sitting there at 6.5, I think, is very telling. I don't know if Spencer Rattler gets the first crack at quarterback. If Tyler Shuck does, I feel like if Kellen drafted him, then that's going to be his guy. And I do think he's going to get starts, but I just don't know if it's right away. I like Jake Haener as a backup quarterback, but I don't think he's a starting NFL quarterback. I don't know that they did enough to compete this year, but I liked their draft because you got to get a tackle. You have to protect whoever your quarterback is. Maybe it's Tyler this year or next year. Maybe it's somebody else. That's the other thing. Like, if he doesn't work out, you could always get a quarterback next year in a loaded class. So I actually like what they did. I just don't know that they compete this year. So I'd probably stay away from the win total. I like the Kellen Moore hire. I just kind of want to see what he is as a head coach.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ryan, hopping a little bit to the NBA here, I want to throw some thoughts out here because, what we saw last night with the Knicks stealing game two against the Celtics, back-to-back blown 20-point leads for Boston in Boston. But on BetMGM right now, the Celtics are still slight favorites in the series. And I know that they were better on the road this season. But heading into that game three, MSG is going to be rocking. I know that the guys on inside the NBA on TNT were saying that game three is actually a must win for the Knicks to go up 3-0 in that series and really try to have four chances to put away the Celtics. But At the same time, you know, I feel like Vegas is still leaning the Celtics despite getting off to this 0-2 start. They're still kind of siding with the defending champions.
Yeah, that's a great question right there, man. And so I was talking to this with me and my wife went to lunch today, an early little, you know, Mother's Day lunch, which shout out all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday. But I was trying to tell her about this and she didn't care. So I'm glad that you asked so I could explain it to you, Charlie, and the audience, right? So if you wanted to bet the New York Knicks, the time has passed. I've never seen anything. I have seen something like it, but the Knicks have a ton of talent and they built the roster to beat the Boston Celtics with three really good wing perimeter defenders. You know, Bridges, OG Anunoby, they're loaded at that position. I'm a Tibbs guy. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. People don't like Tibbs because what's the knock? He runs his players into the ground. He makes them play defense, blah, blah, blah. And that's why he's on the hot seat. As crazy as it sounds, even if they beat Boston and they get eliminated in the Eastern Conference Finals, he might be fired. And if you listen to New York radio, they all want him gone. They wanted the same in Chicago. You're crazy. All the guy does is win. And what you need is a superstar. Why doesn't Tibbs win in the playoffs? Because he runs into LeBron every damn year in the Eastern Conference. So I still think he's a really good coach. And I think the reason that the Knicks are up 2-0, Charlie, on the Celtics right now, man, is because they play that tough defense. In Boston, this is the issue I have with today's NBA. I get that it's all analytics and it's telling you shoot the three-pointers. And I also get that Boston just 11 months ago won a championship doing the same thing. But when they're not falling and you're 15 of 60, how about going to the rim? If you're Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you saw Tatum go to the rim last night and he had a poster dunk. And then the next play, he's shooting fadeaway jumpers again with the game on the line. Go to the rim. You're a superstar now. You've won a championship. You're going to get the call. What would Jordan do? What would Kobe do? You know, what would all the greats do? They would go to the cup and get fouled. So here's the thing, though. If you wanted to bet the Knicks, it's long gone. You could have had them plus 700. Now they're favored, minus 120. So today I had to bet the Boston Celtics to make a comeback. We saw them almost do it a couple years ago. Remember the Heat were up 3-0 or 3-1 on them, and they forced it to a game seven. They just couldn't close the deal. I still don't trust the Knicks. The Celtics are 5.5-point favorites for whatever reason in MSG where, like you said, the crowd's going to be bumping. And right now Boston went from being minus 900, minus 950 to plus 125. It's like playing the stock market. You know, you had to pay $900 to win 100 2 days ago. Now they're giving you the better team and the defending champs at plus 125. If any team's going to rally from down 2-0, I think it's them. I think Cleveland's in big trouble, especially with their injuries. I still think Boston beats New York in seven. And I think that bet's like plus 200 if you want to place that exact result. I still believe in the Celtics, but they got to knock off the three-point stuff.
And yeah, I mean, I'm not a Celtics fan, Ryan. One of our coworkers is, but you know, just watching them play, they would drive me nuts if I were a fan. Just because, like, you're 25 of 100 in this round shooting from three. I don't know why they keep jacking them up when they're not falling down. Joe Mazzulla needs to figure it out. You know, they're going to MSG, and we'll see if they can even up the series with two games on the road. My last question for you, though, Ryan, is kind of looking ahead. Are there any futures in the NBA playoffs that you're kind of targeting? You know, I know that OKC really had that nice rebound in game two against Denver, and they're heavy favorites in this round. But kind of looking a little bit more towards winning the West and winning the NBA Finals.
Yeah, so, you know, I do like, I mean, OKC is the favorite. So, again, like, you kind of had to bet them before the season. I've been trying to make the case against them. You know, that they're a young team. Last year, everybody loved them, and they fell in the second round. I worry, I love SGA, man, but I worry who's that second guy that could get buckets. Thing is, though, they play such good team defense, and they pass the ball. And, you know, you worry a little bit about Chet. I worry about him in these playoff games. Guy has a ton of confidence, but you saw it the other night when he bricked two free throws. I think they're probably the smart. I still think Boston wins it, as crazy as it sounds, man. And you guys will have to have me back on, and you could call me dumb because they're down 2-0 right now to the Knicks. But I think the best bet, the bet that I placed today as a future was Jason Tatum. You could bet Finals MVP, which sounds crazy, but you could bet it a month ago when he was plus 280. And at the time, I thought that was a good bet. Now it's like plus 850. I think that's a good bet. He's got to get it together, man. I mean, he's been terrible these last two games, but he's still a really good player. So your friend that's a Celtics fan, you know, probably down on Tatum right now. The thing about him is even when he has a bad shooting game, he still rebounds and facilitates. So I'd probably bet him to win Finals MVP. But right now the smart pick looks like, I mean, the price isn't good. I don't know who could beat OKC in a seven-game series. At first I thought maybe the Nuggets, but they rely too much on Jokic to play 40-plus minutes. The Lakers were obviously a dud. They're eliminated. The Warriors, I would love to say, but you know, we need Steph back. So if they could steal one of these next two games and get Steph back on the floor, I think they're probably the best value pick in the West.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. We'll get you back, talk a lot more, and we'll talk even a little bit of baseball when we get you back, because that's starting to heat up, and I see the Pirates went adios to their skipper today. Ah.
Yep. Hey, anytime, especially this year, Mike, we could talk baseball anytime. My Cubs are actually good for one. So
hey, I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, enjoy Kyle Tucker. I'm not salty as an Astros fan or anything.
Hey, don't worry about it. The Pope is a big Cubs fan. So you got that going for you. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight.